Welcome back to our final segment of the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and today's conversation is with Bajinder Pal, CIO at the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. Also joining us from IBM is Roxanne Ulrich. Bajinder, given the critical role IT plays in mission and program delivery, could you give us a view on how the role of the CIO has evolved? But more importantly, what are some of the key characteristics of a successful CIO going into the future?
Absolutely, Al. And that's a very important question. The role of the CIO has changed, and it must be changed. The CIO can no longer be the manager of what I call IT resources. The CIO no longer can be seen as a techie and exist in his own silo. The CIO's new role has to be a business enabler. The CIO has to be at the table with the heads of the other business units and has to understand the business first and then align information technology to those business priorities. The CIO has to maintain a level of transparency, focus on reducing the cost of IT, focus on innovation, but more importantly, aligning information technology to the business priorities of the agency.
Along these lines, Bajinder, what are some of the major opportunities and challenges your organization will encounter in the future? And then how do you envision your office will evolve over the next 3 to 5 years?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are many, many, many opportunities that we're looking forward to, as well as challenges. Clearly, all of you can understand that with all the disruption in the financial markets, challenges are immense. But at the same time, I tend to see the glass as half full as opposed to half empty. So I see lots of opportunities in information technology. I described my the information technology roadmap earlier. I think the business intelligence, data analytics, is going to be a huge enabler for the business of supervision and regulation of the national banks. At the end of the day, you know, it is all about how we manage and process data to proactively take corrective actions. So I think technology will play a key role. I think cloud computing is going to be tremendous. I think we need to tap into the cloud and really truly provide on-demand solutions to meet the business needs. So I think those are some of the key opportunities. And again, the challenges for OCC at the OCC would be that there will be constantly emerging business needs as we go through the financial disruptions and so forth, and the environment becomes more stable. The IT has to remain very agile and very flexible.
Bajinder, you mentioned a lot previously about how important team effort is, both within your organization and government overall. Having said that, could you elaborate on your approach to empowering your employees? How do you lead change and enable your staff and those within the organization to accept the inevitability of change and make the most of it?
That's a very important question, by the way. I mean, I think the human capital is probably the most precious sort of resources that any leader can have. And motivating and leading those resources is really the key. Yes, as I mentioned earlier, I think teamwork is of the utmost importance in any endeavor, especially in information technology. From my leadership standpoint, I believe in mentoring. I believe that all of us, if we provide the right set of resources in a team environment, that we can really uplift our employees, and we do that at the OCC. We use what we call IPTs, which are the integrated product team. Typical team consists of employees from security, infrastructure, application, and from the business side. And each team member has roles and responsibilities. And it is interesting that when you induce that cross communication in a team setting, the employees feel empowered. They feel as though they're no longer locked in their own little silo, but they're actually communicating and they're understanding and they're learning more. And then number two is the recognition. It's very important that we recognize employees. At the OCC, I make it a huge thing to recognize our employee. For example, even small things like on a weekly basis, every Monday morning, I send out organization-wide email recognizing the contribution, no matter how big, no matter how small, that an employee or a set of employees have made. And it's just amazing. I mean, the feedback that I get. I do simple things like, for example, having brown bag lunches with the CIO. And we have employees that come from all over the organization within IT. And it's an opportunity for them to have an informal conversation. And so all of these things, there is no one silver bullet, but I think recognition, teamwork, IPTs, having an opportunity for informal discussions, ideas. We have, you know, boxes where throughout the hallways where the people, you know, employees can put in their ideas and so forth, and we talk about those ideas. So it's those type of recognition that which at the OCC have been really central to the success of information technology.
So it's really tapping into the power of the masses.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, yes.
That's great. Now, Bashinder, I understand that you are a recipient of the Federal 100, Fed 100 Award. That's just fantastic. So I have to take this opportunity to tap into you and ask you, aside from things like cloud computing, which we've talked about, what are some of the other emerging technologies that you think hold promise for improving federal IT as you look into the future?
Oh, I think we need to leverage the internet more and more. Web 2.0, I think is huge. I think we need to be paying particular attention also to social networking. I think mass collaboration will be huge. Again, the idea is that we ought to be able to communicate, share information from anywhere throughout the country, anytime. So I think leveraging the internet, Web 2.0, I think looking at mass collaboration technologies, I think business intelligence, I think data analytics is huge because most of the agencies process and consume and use data to make a set of decisions. So I think those technologies are to be paid particular attention to. So those are some of the technology areas I think that we need to be focusing
That's
on.
That's great. Now, at the start of the show, you told us just a wonderful story of how you got started in federal government. So I'm curious, what advice might you give to someone out there who may be thinking about getting into federal service?
I get very emotional about public service because, I mean, there's a deep conviction within me that drove me to become a public servant. And that conviction comes from the fact that I fundamentally believe that it is my way of giving back to the country, to the citizens of this country. And really, I mean, that's why I left the private sector. It's not about making money. It's really making a positive impact to the nation, to the society. And I think that conviction has driven me to work hard in the federal government. And all of these achievements that we have talked about, the Fed 100 and so forth, I mean, I'm humbled by those. But I think my perspective always remains grounded in the fact that you know, it is my responsibility and duty to serve the public. And that's why I'm in the public service arena. So my advice would be, look, come to the federal government. The federal government needs, you know, your talents. And we need to serve the public. But come with the conviction that it is about serving the public. It is about serving the country. It is about serving the citizen. And once, if you have that conviction, my gosh, I mean, federal government, you have so many opportunities to make a huge impact. And I'm a living example of that. I mean, I came from a very humble beginning. Only in this country can someone have such opportunities through hard work. That would be my advice.
That's a wonderful perspective. Thank you very much. Bashinder, unfortunately, we have reached the end of our time. I want to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule. But more importantly, Roxanne and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to our country across the many roles that you've held in federal service.
Well, thank you very much, Al, and thank you, Roxanne. I really enjoyed today's discussion. It was my privilege and an honor to be here with all of you. I just wanted to say that for your listeners, if you would like to know more about OCC, please go to occ.gov. The website gives lots of information, and look forward to future conversations. Finally, I do wish to recognize my staff, some of the successes that I've talked about. I'm just the mouthpiece, if you will. The hard work really comes from my staff, who are dedicated set of men and women who work hard behind the scenes. And I just want to recognize them. They are making a huge impact to the business and the mission of the OCC. And I'm very proud of my organization.
Great. Thank you. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Bashinder Paul, CIO at the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. My co-host has been Roxanne Ulrich, partner in IBM's Treasury Practice. As you enjoy the rest of the day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who may not be able to hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.